Just when you thought you'd heard the last Obama conspiracy theory, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New Republic this week printed an interview with the president discussing a number of important subjects, but the answer that bubbled up was about his personal attitude towards guns. He said he appreciated that shooting can be a healthy family activity, and then he said that he himself does skeet shooting all the time at Camp David, which would undermine the gun-grabber image that his critics have been trying to paint. And that might be why Representative Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, apparently an accomplished skeet shooter herself, was skeptical.
If he is a skeet shooter, why have we not heard of this? Why have we not seen photos? Why has he not referenced it?
The White House briefing the next day only deepened the mystery.
Is there a photograph of him doing it?
There may be, but I haven't seen it.
I have to say, something doesn't add up. If this were Vladimir Putin, by now we'd have a studio portrait showing him standing atop a 20-foot pile of pulverized clay, bare-chested, with a shotgun in his teeth and a wild tiger draped around his neck. Easy boy. So, to sum up, first he was from Kenya. There were doubts about his birth. Then he was a Muslim, for what that might be worth. And now the White House will not say, with reasonable precision, has he now or has he ever pulverized clay pigeons? We're in a world of truthers and of birthers and of tweeters. And now to those we'll have to add another group, the skeeters. The entire mainstream media remains completely stumped. And I'm guessing this is dead until we hear from Donald Trump. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.